Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At BP, we're not just talking strategy, we're making it happen, growing our upstream business with 6 major new projects in 2025. 4 already live, 2 more scheduled this year, expecting to add 135,000 barrels a day to peak production, helping drive long-term shareholder value. For more on our growth plans, visit bp.com/strategy at work.
Where are you going to be for Halloween?
Where am I going to be?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Well, no, but I want to know that too.
That's the most common question. It was safe of me to assume.
Mm-hmm.
Whose are you going to be on Halloween? I'm going to be at my home. And because I'm not a single woman in her 20s, I will not be dressed up.
That's great. That's great. I will also be at home. And because we are on our second child, neither of them will be dressed up. Correct. They'll be naked.
They're kind of an Adam and Eve thing.
We put a cute thing on Thomas, but you got two now. Like, what's the point? They don't know anything. So we'll just try to get them dressed regular, like we do every day. Sometimes they're still in their PJs at that hour.
When I showed up to your house today to podcast, I thought you had an early trick-or-treater because a woman was bringing you. Did you guys Instacart something today?
Oh, we're big fans of that.
Yeah. But she just came up with some bags. And I was like, oh, she's early.
Yeah, also, it's noon. We don't have candy yet.
Yeah. I doubt they're ready for you, but good luck. You still ring it anyway.
It's Halloween. It's spooky time. And, man, what the fall foliage, the weather, it blows my mind every year. It really is a special time.
Yeah. Someone recently tried to tell me, they're like, I want to move somewhere. Like, Kansas City's great, but, like, we don't really have a fall here.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. What more could you ask for? Yeah. Every tree is orange. Everything's crunchy. Everything's leafy.
So we're back, and I Basic Sellers is here. We'll talk more about that. Katie is going to pop in, make an appearance.
I remember her.
Yes, I said it's time to get back to work. And
well, you gave her some maternity leave, though. How long did she have? What, 2.5 weeks?
It was a month, dude.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, what is she even doing?
And remind me, what is our policy for Derek and I for paternity leave on the podcast?
Oh,
next day?
Yeah, I think you have the rest of the day to take off.
Yes,
right?
But you do get a long half day.
People always ask, hey, why are you, Rachel, don't have kids yet? Like, I'm trying to negotiate some paternity leave.
I just can't miss a week of the
What's your guys' work? Mine does half day.
Well, we take off the Christmas episode.
Yes,
so you guys will have to kind of line that up. Which I think every parent agrees you want to have a kid on Christmas.
Oh, that sounds fun.
That makes life easy.
Best thing you can do for your kid is have a birthday right around that time.
Like, subscribe, give us 5 stars. It's all we want for Halloween, really.
For Halloween.
Trick or treat. Give us a good review and enjoy this episode. Roll music.
Correct opinion. Correct opinion.
My wine is here. Basic Sellers. I have an offer for the recties. Guys, this wine's very good, and it's out, and I'm blown away by the support so far. Go to basicsellers.com. Sellers, like the basement. That's where you keep wine. That's where you keep fancy wine.
Makes sense.
Basicsellers.com, and you go right now. We have our California Pinot Noir and our Italian white wine. Ooh, Italian. They come in 8 packs, and with the code Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, you get 15% off. If you spend $100, you get free shipping. So if you get 2 8-packs, use the code Tracy and free shipping, you're getting 16 mini bottles. That's 4 bottles of wine for 100 even to your doorstep.
Good math.
And it's good wine. This isn't your cheap, like, oh, I'm an influencer making you wine. I tried it. Katie, she loves wine.
Yeah.
And she approved of these.
Too much.
And I'm very proud of them. And thanks for all the support. BasicSellers.com. Go check it out and follow all the Basic Sellers socials because we have a lot of fun content coming. BasicSellers.com. May I just recap my week? Is that okay if we do that on
this
podcast?
You may. I would love to hear all about your week.
Sometimes we like to jump in with some fun stuff, but I just had a heck of a week. We launched Basic Wine. It's out. You can get it. The website works.
That's good.
And then it'll show up on your door.
Yeah, I want to know everything.
Thank you guys. And I'll even divulge like a real deets on the Patreon. And thanks, the Super Rexies really showed up. I was pretty proud of this, right? When we're really trying to get together. Family Man Derek. Just a round of applause for Family Man Derek.
Hey, Family Man.
He can really do it all. He was an integral in, he designed the site. So
okay.
Do you know anything at all about code and how a website works?
No, not really.
Okay. So it's unbelievable where I'm just trying. I'll be like, hey. So Derek designed it from an aesthetic standpoint, and you can cut me off at any time, Derek. And then
that's correct.
The team we're working with, they have to then code it so it exists as a website and works.
Okay. Derek, you did like wireframing?
It's Figma is what I use for, but
language.
So you could
Figma.
It sounds dirty.
Yeah, Figma. What is this? Loves. Anyway. And so he did the whole site. And so I'm learning all this in real time. I'm like, great, site's done. It looks good. And they're like, well, now they have to code the whole thing. I'm like, okay, was that? You could tell me that takes 30 minutes or 3 days. I don't know.
Yeah, ChatGPT. Have him.
And so it's just funny, all the stuff. I was like, oh, change that real quick. And then I'm texting Derek on the side. I was like, should I be mad at this guy or not? Like, is this, is he like not doing it? Or is this thing that takes a long time? And then Derek would explain it as best he could to me. I'd be like, that helped me a little bit.
I really thought the H1, H2, H3 was.
Oh no. I mean, I'm not blaming you at all. It's just, I'm like, I don't know the first thing about this. So I just need to let these people do it. And anyway, the team works with it. Great. They got it done. The site looks, it's 90% there of Derek's design. There's a few tweaks, but it works. It's
so
great.
Is it kind of nerve-wracking? Like you're about to launch this whole brand and the website doesn't work?
It wasn't ever like, oh my gosh, we're about to announce it doesn't work. We knew it worked and you could go in and check out. It was just like we wanted to make sure it looked really good and professional.
Okay, gotcha.
And they got there, but it was a lot more than I thought. Like I texted you and we had to reschedule some stuff we had set up, but it was all I did for a few days. It's just look at it, communicate with people. And Derek was, thank God, because the team we're working with, like, who should we hire as the website? He's like, I know a guy. Mm-hmm. And they're like, cool, we trust you, we'll do that. I'm just, thank God it was him, because it's nice to at least know I know one guy who can be like, I know this guy. And he, like, I've worked, I know he can, he's telling me he's going to do it, he's going to do it.
He speaks English, he's not screwing me over.
Having multiple people over Slack, like, I've never met this guy in my life. I sure hope he cares and he's trying to do it.
And a lot of the time we've been working adult males, we don't use Slack. We just text each other. I'm in Slack now. I'm like, am I supposed to tag you every time?
I know.
Or is this general? I don't know.
I learned in real time. I never touched Slack a day in my life till this past week too. So I was texting her on the side like, no, what are you talking about? She's like, it's in a sub thread in the Slack. I was like, I'm figuring this out.
Yeah. You text people like, am I slacking okay?
Yeah. But it's all in all, it was great. And we launched and we had customers.
That's good.
I mean, dude, it's easy. I wanted to wake up and be like, wow, we sold out. We sold millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. That's not what happened. But
yeah,
we had a good response. And I was really, really prepared in my head of like, the weekend ends and we sold three.
Yeah,
like
maybe.
You have to prepare for that and be like, we have a long way to go. Or like, you know, this just isn't going to work. But people responding, we have some customers. It's exciting.
That is fun.
And they still know so little about it. There's still a brand we have to build here, but here it is. BasicSellers.com, 15% off for our real fans with code Tracy, TRACY.
Cool.
And when you spend $100, you get free shipping.
Cool.
So if you use the code, and so that an 8-pack is $60.
Great.
2 8-packs, $120.
15% off.
But if you use the code, you get right down to about $100, but you're still above the threshold, free shipping. So that's how you make the best bang for your buck. And I'm really excited for people to try it because it's actually good wine, which is a big part of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of insane. I can also make the argument it's totally insane to me that anyone buys wine online. They know nothing about how it tastes. So I think that's a big one.
I was talking about this to a business owner just this weekend. I was like, every year, I mean, 15 years ago, we started off being like, do not give your credit card to anyone online. They will steal it. And then as time goes on, you know, that's like, I'm okay with getting in a car with a stranger. I'm okay with them with paying on my watch. And now we're just fully almost on board with it. I never thought I would get to a point where I buy shoes online. Like now that's
crazy.
Where I draw
you
the line.
Try them on.
And then now I'm like, I mean, 9.5
just
usually fits. Just go for it.
Go for it.
And now even wine. And it's especially impressive that people are like, oh, cool. Trey's like video. I'm at work right now, but I'll watch it. And then like, wow, now I'm buying wine. Mm-hmm. You know, they probably didn't go into that video thinking they were going to buy wine. So that's cool.
Yes. So
it definitely has a wow factor. I did bring it over to Fire Pit Night, and it was, wow, what are these?
Cool. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. And
that's
Mikey,
my way of celebrating.
Other yes. videoer, he said he had it at his house, and he had someone on who had no clue what it was. Just be like, what is it? So they are cute bottles, okay?
Mm-hmm. People ask.
And the branding's great. Shout out to the team. And the wine's actually good. And we're going to see.
I like it. I also like the idea of Derek's fire pit night. I'm very curious what happens there. I feel
yeah.
like this
is that a yeah. Well, is that a neighbor meeting?
yeah.
It's not like too organized, right?
Our next door neighbor, we got really close to them. We ended up putting lights between our houses. We have a little spot. Mm. I do have some. All right. Right wing Derek came out a little bit with wine night.
With.
And,
well, it's fire pit
there is,
night.
Yeah, yeah. It is great, guys. Get some basiccolors.com. If you one bottle is a single serving, so if you have two bottles, you might start spouting propaganda at a fire night.
I did try to get my very, very nice lesbian neighbors to come over, and I said, is Trump that bad?
Well, there you go. Basiccolors.com. Flip it.
It creates conversation.
People together. Yeah.
I knew something good happened to that fire pit night. I knew it did.
And she was probably like, if you really want to talk about this, I'm going to need one of those bottles. And
yeah,
you're like,
let's mix
no
the red
problem.
And the white.
Yeah, that's what he's Eric's is like, well, okay, the lesbian couple, do you guys want a red or a white? You guys probably want the same.
You cry two are the same. Mm-hmm. Derek's over here doing demonstrations. Okay, so we came over on the Mayflower. White.
Right.
We what was ripped. Already in America.
And they're like, oh, stop. Oh, stop you right there. Like, what? Speaking of which, not to do two politics, you see the comedian Tony Hinchcliffe at the rallies. And
yeah.
That's a, you know, my gut is like, oh, it's comedy, whatever. But that's like a strange place to be like, let's get just a horrible comedian. In terms of, like, he says the shocking things.
Yeah.
That'll help. Like, that seems like an interesting move.
I've heard that, like, Trump rallies. I have heard that, like, that Donald Trump, like, does his own comedy, basically, when he's speaking.
Yes.
It feels like it makes more sense that, like, the Democrats would use a comedian to come in, lighten the mood a little bit. Because, like, I feel like Trump is already doing enough comedy on his own. Like, you don't need to, like, open for Trump. But
I love the idea. Someone's like, what if we got a comedian here? And someone's like, well, Trump is really kind of is already. And he says the craziest stuff. And they're like, well, I know a guy.
We can top it.
We can top it.
Yeah.
And
if you
it
don't
is
know,
just wild.
You should tell him about the Puerto Rico joke.
That's
I feel like
the,
is
big,
the, is the main
big, big
thing.
Takeaway. He did do another... where he's joking about, oh, look at this black guy over there. He's like, oh, no, it's a buddy of mine. He had me over for Halloween. We carved watermelons. Like, ha-ha. You know, and then so that's pretty innocent, right? But that fires people up. And then the big one was like, he says something about climate change. Like, we got a big floating piece of garbage in the Gulf of Mexico. Can you believe it? It's called Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And that really fired up the Puerto Ricans were like, that is not funny.
I saw some people were like tweeting like, I feel like in a way this you could almost argue it helped the Republicans because at least everyone in the audience wasn't like, yeah, yeah, you tell him.
He had to immediately be like, okay.
Yeah, the audience like turned on him immediately like, oh, dude, not cool. And he's like, all right, we're figuring it out.
This isn't a roast of Tom Brady. It's, we're trying to elect the leader of the free world.
Yeah, the audience is like, I don't know. And then, of course, you see stats afterwards. Where was he at? There's some.
They're in Pennsylvania. And they're like, it's home to hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
Or whatever they said.
Kind of fun.
I was in last weekend. I did a couple private gigs back on stage. Been a couple months.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always a little weird to take that much time off. But it was great. You never know. I was explaining this to someone. Recties might appreciate. Private gig. They're like, what? Why is that bad? It's like, well, picture it. My show. Go to Trachin.com. Buy tickets. I know all the people putting the show together. I trust them. We know what we're doing. I show up.
Everyone who's coming knows you.
Everyone who's coming knows me. They're excited. Great. Private gig. Sally calls you and goes, we love Trey. We can pay him his rate. And just get here. It's going to be a great time. You go, okay. And you don't know if Sally's ever done this before a day in her life. You don't know if Sally.
Who's coming? How many people
coming?
Are coming?
Sally's a big fan.
Are
she's 41.
On? Yeah. Is there a helicopter
but
tour?
But it's a show for her employees who are all Hispanic.
Okay.
You know, and you don't know, right? Yeah. And you're like, Sally, you like me, but do they even know who I am? So there's so many things that are out of your control, but these two gigs were great. Philly, Detroit, might have been following Trump's schedule, because as I arrived in Detroit, I had to stop for 20 plus minutes as I was exiting the airport and I could see the Trump plane.
Oh, interesting.
And a blocked off and a caravan of, I kid you not, over 100 vehicles.
Because black, he's in
SUV,
town?
Black SUV. I can only assume he was in one of these vehicles.
Wow.
So it was his entourage heading, I think he had a rally night before exiting Detroit. And I just, there was 50 black SUVs, 50, 75 police cars, just,
wow.
Just wild. It was a spectacle.
But, that's kind of crazy. Yeah. Is that just, some of it's like just, hey, if someone's trying to blow up Trump, you got to,
guess if like,
you got to get lucky.
Yeah.
Or blow up all
the Yeah, that's probably part of it. And then I think, you know, you just see, like, I saw one dude, it looks like our age, he's just a cop, he's just in a car by himself towards the end. I was like, what's his role here? I guess they're saying if, like, all out gunfight breaks out, it'd be nice to have 100 policemen around.
Yeah, more guys with guns.
But it's crazy. I had a thought, you know, then they finally let us go, they're directing. I was like, what if I was just like, and turn that way?
What if?
They just blow my head off, probably. That's crazy to think about, but...
You were that close to dying.
Philly. We've joked about Philly on this podcast. Philly, it is the worst town in America.
You think so?
I know so.
Yep.
I've been to just about all of them.
We've been broken into.
And it's unbelievable. Uber. We've had many stories of Ubers in Philly.
Yep, we've seen a fight.
DJ Mikel almost got a fist fight. Mm-hmm. We got yelled at another guy. Another guy yelled at us. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I took one. Philly airport to the venue, and... He pulls over. He goes, all right. And it's one of those, oh, okay, actually, so do you mind turning down that street? We're here, and it's, the alternative is I jump out, I go across the crosswalk, I walk 75 yards. It's not a huge deal. I was like, I actually need to go right there. Could you just quickly? And he's like, this is where it said to drop me, dude. Or this is ready to drop you.
Yeah, they're like that, Philly.
I was like, oh my God, it's right there. You don't know, I get it. Like, could you just turn right there? He's like, dude, if you wanted me to take you there, you should have said for me to take you there. I got to drive. I got another ride waiting. And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, hundreds of Uber. I've taken hundreds of Ubers. Never once has no one done the courtesy of just take, drive it 50 more yards for me, dude. And he's like, get out. And I was like, this is crazy. This happens every time I'm in this town.
It's funny, too. Like, the next step, as soon as you get out of that Uber, is to give him a rating. And he's like, exactly. I don't even care.
And what did I do? 1 star, report for danger.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to find a new job.
That's what I Lyft. Did. Because you know what? I've had bad Uber after bad Uber, and I go, you know what? Forgive and forget. They're trying. But you know what? This town, clearly there's an Uber problem in this city.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start giving some feedback.
It's free market. People should be, you know, judged on merit.
Amen. But
did you say amen, Derek?
Amen. Yeah.
Get the fire going.
Gig was great.
What did it, tell me more. Like, what did it look like? What was the Philly, setup?
Philly, I played a college, Westchester University. Go okay. Rams.
Ram them.
Actually, a decent size. They said they had about 10,000 people on campus.
Okay.
But, dude, it was their homecoming weekend, parents' weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
So I liked hearing that. And they told me, yeah, we've got about 1,000-seat theater. We're pretty much sold out.
No way.
We had about 200 students by, so we think it'll be a lot of parents. And I was like, I've been told to give before. We're going to have 2,000 people. I walk out to 100 people.
Yep.
Okay, we'll see it. I mean, it's just a sold-out theater.
You did a theater show?
I just had a blast.
Easy. An hour?
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's great. And then I flew to Detroit. I played a charity gig for a church in that area. And... that was great. It was just a similar, probably 1,000-seater. There's probably 700 people there.
That's great.
So they were great. I had a good time. And then, I want to give a shout out. Because I had, if you're in the Detroit area ever, you go to a restaurant called Mabel Gray.
Oh, Jake. That sounds nice.
It does. And I felt like I was blessed. Because you go out, you leave your 2 under 2. You're bummed, but you're thinking, wow, I'm about to go do whatever I want, which is just a foreign idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty much flight, hour Uber, venue, gig, hour Uber back, hotel, get up. It's really all I did. But I had a little window before the Detroit show where I had to go from the Detroit airport hour out into the suburbs where I was playing. And on the way, I just clicked a place. I figured I'm going to have a sit down for an hour, have a nice little meal and maybe a beer to myself.
Okay.
AirPods in, or some college football.
Great.
Go up to the place, barred shut. It's not even, it says it's open online. Just not even, I do a couple little Googles. There's like reviews or like it got shut down because sketchy stuff was going on.
And so you've just Ubered here? Like Uber's now left?
I have a rental car.
Oh, okay. That's good at least.
Which is a little less, but I'm just like, of course. Yep. So I guess I'm just hitting the fast food drive through and like whatever.
Detroit, man.
And I kind of look and I go, oh, this restaurant looks cool next door. I walk in to a top five dining experience I've
ever had. Mabel Gray.
Oh, Mabel Gray. Shout out. It's jam packed and there's just a couple seats at the bar and like you can sit there. And it's just immediately you could tell it's popping. It's really cool. It's nice. He's like, hey, here's our menu. It changes every week.
Love it.
We have a tasting menu. Up. We have this. We have that. And I'm about to do a show, right? And I don't have a ton of time, so I don't go all out, but I order a few things. Everything I try is delicious. Everything I have is fantastic.
Dude, I'm looking this place up. It seems awesome.
I talked to a local at the show later who was like, dude, it's crazy you stumbled upon that. And it's crazy you could get in there on a Saturday night because it's like a nationally renowned place.
They have 1,100 reviews and they average 4.8 stars.
The dude was telling me the chef like is known around the country. He does stuff in New York. It's unbelievable.
You win here. It's like kind of expensive too for a diner.
It's like a nicer restaurant. Nothing crazy. It's not like fine dining, but it's a nice place. It's a nice place.
That's awesome. You just stumbled into here. The reviews are saying it's like close to being deserving of like a Michelin star. It's
yes,
like that good of a diner.
It was so good. And then I'll tell you the cherry on top. You know, I get recognized here and there. Not much, and you never know. But sometimes people do it in a way that makes me feel so cool. You know, the most people go, hi, it's great. I always love it. I love meeting people. But I've been to restaurants before that do it like this, and it's like they've it's very nice. They've probably dealt with people, and they know how to, halfway through the meal, they go, this is on us. They gave me it was like a little dish. It was the best cornbread I've ever had in my life. And I go, so I'm thinking, I don't know if they just see it. They see a guy. They've chatted me up. I was just like, oh, I'm in town for work. I'm not around here. Maybe so in my head, I'm still thinking, this guy's just by himself. He's in town. Maybe we just throw him a little treat.
They thought you couldn't afford it, maybe.
Yeah, like, maybe that too.
He doesn't look great.
And I'm like, wow, that's cool. And then towards the end of the meal, they come over. And he's like, where's your show tonight, man? That's how he says it. I was kind of like, oh.
He knows.
And I wasn't cool. I was like, oh, you know. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just doing like a cool, like, private gig up here, da da da, and then he's like, "Well, we got a lot of fans in the back here. Few people came, said hello. They're very nice. They sent me with a banana cream pie to go, and I was just like, I'm gonna tell everybody about this place. I'm gonna shout it to the rooftops, and I can't wait to do another show in Detroit, so I can go to this place.
Good, Mabel Gray.
And I saw they're closed on Fridays, aren't they? They're closed on Fridays.
Mabel Gray, Hazel Park, Michigan. Let me see when they're open.
And there's a big bid in my
closed on Thursdays.
Closed on Thursdays
and Sundays.
So if my agents are like Detroit on a Thursday, I'm gonna say no. It's so good.
They don't even open until 4 p.m. That's how you know business is killing it. They don't even need to serve breakfast or lunch.
But Hazel Park, I guess, is like a bad part of town, which makes it even cooler. You know, that's what those places like to do. They like to like, oh, we're in this like nondescript building. It's a bad part of town. Anyway, that was what I needed. And then I had a great show. Had a local opener for. Hello, he's in New York because you and Lucas and the guys, I need one for Friday. So he was a cool dude. Shout out Julio.
Just met him right before the show.
Agent connected him, connected me to him. He's been on Netflix. He was on that Pete Davidson Presents spiel. Super nice guy.
Did he kind of rub the Netflix thing in your face?
He did. I was like, dude, I'm trying. He's like, you can't get on Netflix.
It's pretty easy.
Which we have special updates on the Patreon episode today. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Join. Keeps growing. And yeah, that's my big spiel, okay? Katie said she'll be down any minute. And now, should we get some fun content?
Let's do it. Yeah, excited to have Katie back on the pod. People think she's probably been up caring for the kids. No, she's been on Zillow looking up Hazel Park, Michigan. The whole family's ready to move there.
Yeah, little,
checking out homes.
Still like a summer home maybe up there.
Yeah.
It's really cheap. It's a bad part of Detroit. This was part of some lady sung the national anthem for the third party debate, which I take that means
we've got
people
passion. People
debating for who's going to be the independent running.
I don't know.
I guess. I mean, it doesn't. It's so much doesn't matter. It's crazy. Derek, you would know. Why was it? Why does anyone spend their time trying to be like, I'm the independent candidate? Why do people do that?
You hate America if you're questioning that at all. Every vote matters, even if you're voting for someone that has 0.00000% chance of winning.
Oh, this is going to get me canceled probably. Yeah. But like, what? There's definitely places where your vote matters like barely at all, right? Why can't we logically say that? Oklahoma.
Your presidential vote?
You matter as a person, and it's your right to go and vote. And it's an honor that we have the freedom to put our voice towards something. And it matters if you're a Democrat in Oklahoma, you go put Democrat, that matters, right? I mean, you will never, ever win. At least the president. I don't know about the local stuff. That's different. But I don't know. It's just crazy sometimes when they throw it in your face repeatedly. Like, here are the five or whatever it is, seven states that decide the president. Yeah. You're like, well, I don't live in one of those, so that's kind of a bummer for me. Could you imagine living in Michigan?
It's like
I'm about to, Hazel.
Yeah.
That's another perk where you would be like, dude, my vote matters like way more than others.
It gets down to the county level too, though. It's not even.
Right.
So, yeah.
There's the.
Davidson County.
Is it with Door County? I think it's Wisconsin. Guys. I saw a clip. There's a certain county in Wisconsin that's always 50-50, and Wisconsin's a swing state that's always 50-50. And there's like studies that show who wins Door County, wins president.
Does every candidate go to this county and rally?
I believe so.
They should.
So it's like, dude, living there would be electric.
I feel like when you live in a state and then you learn that you're not a swing state, it's the ultimate like, oh, it's like, hey, if you already have an A, you don't have to take the final. Like, oh, sweet. I'm not even going to study.
Pressure's off a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, I don't even need to worry about this. Mm-hmm. What happens is going to happen. Yeah. Laissez-faire.
Definitely why a lot of people don't vote, I'm sure. But have you voted yet?
No, but I'm registered.
Good.
Sex offender.
So I can't.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay, let's listen to this gal not bring great press to the third party debate here. Just play it. What's so proudly we hail
at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Can I go back, please?
We're live.
And I got too nervous. Gave proof through the night.
Good recovery.
That was a good recovery.
Still there. Whoa, say, does that star sprinkle?
I like her. She's killing it now. She's back.
She regrouped.
For the land of the free. And the home of the
she should have.
You know, not a total disaster.
You have to give her credit.
That's tough.
Because I don't know, she clearly got worked up and forgot it was live and was just like, can I start over? And like, no, keep going. And she did. She kept it going. She was just like, I gotta be honest, I'm nervous. And then she was like, oh, and she's rounded it out.
It's impressive if, for whatever reason, I was in that situation, and once I messed it up, I would not continue to do as many runs as I possibly could. I would just sing it as straight as possible, as fast as possible, get it over. Bombs bursting in air.
I was shocked. She really went for it on that last line. I feel like I'd be getting out of there. Mm-hmm. It's always a key indicator of where the singer's head's at when they, the free, are they going, are they, the free, are they going for it?
The second one, the second note.
Are they? They're either doing that out of pure confidence or out of pure, I'm scrambling. I don't. And she was the latter, but you know, you have to give her credit. She got in a disaster and she held herself high and kept going. She probably wanted to run out of there.
What's your favorite type of national anthem? Like, not black or normal, but like the way it's sung. Do you like a quick one? Do you like a really runny one?
I think I've, you know, I notice my, as I mature, especially with singing, you know, 10 years ago I was a guy, give me all the, yeah, dude, give me all, oh wow, they're just all over the place. It's so fun. And then you're kind of like, listen, you're there to do a service to America. Let's just, we're acknowledging we're a free country before this event we're trying to get to. Mm-hmm. Let's just show respect to it. Maybe you do a little creative twist a little bit. Don't go crazy. Don't rap it. Don't,
yeah.
Don't, you know, add words to it.
Yeah.
Just kind of sing it nice. So I lean more that way. And I think she was doing that and she was singing the way she sings, but
you're kind of a meat and potatoes guy with the national anthem.
A little bit. Also, you got to get the words right. The poor girl, she was saying for instead of over every time that word came up.
Yeah. The
or. Mm. The O apostrophe ER they like to do.
Yeah. Over.
Or the ramparts we watched.
I'm a fan of any national anthem as long as they are singing it. Because I think we've all been to events where like, and now national anthem played on the snare drum.
Oh, that's,
you're like, what? Yeah, dude. How's he going to do that?
That's, unless it's a
or
sax. Riffing the guitar of the sax is pretty cool.
The electric guitar, you got to be talented though. I've seen a lot of ones not good.
Trumpet's kind of a bummer unless they do the cool breathe in and out thing. So they play a single note for like 60 seconds.
Oh, that's cool. You ever seen that? No.
It's kind of cool, but then you're like, okay, we get it. We need to wrap up the note. It's like when people like to, it's like the stand-up strategy when you just recite a really long articulate phrase.
Look how much I memorized.
So then the crowd has no choice but to clap because it gets awkward.
Yep.
That's when the trumpet people are, you can hear them cycling breath. It's a full minute. You're like, all right.
Good job. You practiced that one thing and you got good at it. Congrats.
Dude, I never tell a funny story of going to the Final Four and my ex was singing the anthem.
It sounds familiar, but I don't know if you've told it on the podcast.
I'll tell it on the Patreon. It's a little more personal, but that's just an all-time story.
Wasn't it Shay who said it's like a not really a win-win situation?
Exactly. But Shay Mooney of Dan and Shay even said this. And of course, it's a high-risk, zero-reward business. There's like two or three anthems in the history. Whitney Houston.
Chris Stapleton.
Who probably impacted their career. Otherwise, you're just like, oh, that guy was good at singing. Let's play football.
Yep.
There's no... It would never, ever. And I just... I've been asked very few times, but I would never do it. I just simply wouldn't.
Someone should make a skit where it's like, you know, men at football games. And it's like during the national anthem, just like the utmost respect, hat is off, like yet teardrop coming down. And then 30 seconds later, kill him!
Yeah.
Kill him! You know, just like the crazy difference.
I do always love my dad was big on like stand up, respect the anthem. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're grateful for this country. And then the last words where we're saying like it's home of us Americans, we're all free together. And people go, Cowboy! You know, they just like yell over it. It's like, seems disrespectful, but
Chiefs is respectful if you think about it.
Chiefs!
Yeah, no Chiefs. It's historically accurate too.
Yeah.
This is the home of the Chiefs.
It is. Speaking of more singing, let's get back to our boy Nick Lachey, who we've been really enjoying. Love is Blind. We're watching it. Yeah, love it.
Our most recent thing with him, wasn't he like, he was singing in his jeans?
He uploaded
somewhere.
A TikTok cover and he's like, let me know if I should do more of these. And it went viral. People
being how
like,
was he singing?
Oh my gosh. of thing you used to be without me. Thing you used to be without me.
Yeah, there it is.
Feel so high. Yeah. that cover he did?
There it is.
So he's back. I don't know in what context this is, but he's singing in one of his old hits with his buddies here, and I just think this is a great clip.
Nick and his buddies. Oh, baby, if I said it's a crush, well, that doesn't mean that I'm serious. The choreography is so, like, gay? Is that the right word? What is it? It's, like, so, like...
It is like middle zesty. School? Zesty is the word.
There's, like, a lack of movement. But when it is, it's kind of
who's
zesty.
Who's that other guy who was jacked? Was 90 Degrees... It was several guys. It had to be one of them. It was four guys. Yeah, it's one of him. He's on some trend or something. But, dude, shout out... El Serious...
The comments are pretty nice and respectful. What county fair was this at? Nick Gibbs graduated high school 8 years ago, but returns to homecoming football games with his letter jacket on vibes.
Nick Lachey reveals why touring with 90 Degrees is a little trickier now than it was in the 90s. People magazine. I'm in People magazine, by the way. That's not a big deal. Really.
Oh, yeah, I did see
Me
that.
Too.
Yeah, well, Derek, accomplished
Derek
photographer.
Derek too, dude.
screenshot
of the video.
Yep.
This guy's a photographer. What was your gut reaction? Like, people. Just genuinely.
I was like, oh, cool. I didn't know that was happening. Did you guys know it was happening?
Mm-hmm.
You got interviewed for this and everything?
Mm, yeah, yeah.
How long ahead of time?
A week.
Okay.
Less? Yeah.
Yeah. I just saw it and I was like, oh, I had no idea. I wonder if this is like a cool. spur of the moment thing.
Cool.
Or, yeah. I was like, sweet.
The people I work with for the base of stuff, they got us on there. Shout out to them. Pretty fun.
Yeah, People Magazine. I mean, I don't like, I'm guessing it's not much of a magazine anymore, but it's still a brand people really recognize.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm in the physical magazine. I need to figure that out.
Now that would be fun.
That'd be cool. Shout out People. And shout out Nick Lachey. Keep doing what you're doing, man. That song was a banger. That's just so typically me. Does that make sense as a sentence? That's so typically me.
Not really.
No, not really.
No, it doesn't.
The best songs, they don't make any sense. And I love that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song?
My favorite song is it's the David Guetta Akon song where it's like, I'm trying to find the words without being disrespectful. And then he calls her a sexy bee. That's
being
my favorite song.
Disrespectful. Dang, she's a sexy chick. Dang, girl. Trying to find a word without being disrespectful. The way your body moving, I can't feel it more. I never put that together. I'm trying not to be disrespectful. Dang, you a sexy chick.
Yeah, and chick is the edited version.
Right.
Yeah, he's like, I'm
listen,
just stewing over
here.
Listen,
I don't want to come across
respect. How can I compliment
you?
I'm
so mesmerized by you. Oh, my gosh.
How do I do it in a way that's respectful?
Is it dangerous? No.
No. It might just be called Sexy B.
Akon, you a sexy B. Yeah, that's what it's called. Sexy B. Family-friendly content podcast. We won't say it.
That's my favorite song.
She's nothing like a girl you've ever seen before. Nothing you can compare to your neighborhood. Listen, girl, I'm trying to... I just have crazy feelings for you. You're beautiful, so I'm just trying to put this... I'm trying to put it to you plainly, that's with respect. You're nothing like that.
There's a lot of girls
in
this neighborhood.
Nothing like that loose girl down the street.
Yeah, okay? You're nothing like her.
You're way better than her.
I
Number one.
You're easy to compare to each other, but you're nothing like her.
I'm trying to find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful. The way that booty moving, I can't take it anymore. Had to stop what I'm doing so I can pull up close. I'm trying to find the words without being respectful. Dang girl, you a sexy bee. Repeat four times. What a great... Dude, that's insane that there's just real life guys in a studio. Like, dude, this beat's great. What does it need?
I think at that point they say, it doesn't matter.
There has to be a conversation where they go, dude, this is so good. We just need to say five words over and over. Like, how about dang you a sexy bee? And
like, that's great.
Yeah.
Whatever you need to say to get this done in the next hour, go for it. Like, it's how most pop music is made. And then they get interviewed like they're modern Beethovens. Dua Lipa, what was going through your head when you wrote Levitating? It just really, I feel like it's just a message for all girls to hear this day and age. Like, you didn't do nothing. Someone else wrote the song for you. You're like, I can make $1 billion doing this? Great.
Great.
Cool. I'm a sexy bee.
I am.
It's easy. What's your favorite song?
Probably.
Lyrically.
Yeah. Purely lyrics.
Besides Sandstorm.
I'm Blue.
Yeah, I'm Blue's good.
That's a good one.
I like Gangnam Style.
That one brought a world together.
Yeah, it did. We were war-free there for a while.
Whoop-em. Whoop-em Gangnam Style?
Yeah, no vowels, just consonants.
I worked at Best Buy when that came out. That was the worst place to be.
You were in hell.
No kidding. You're just like, right when the chorus hit, so what you want to do, this monitor here, this one has a lot more power. Oh, the chorus is on it. Just give me a second. Gangnam Style.
Yeah, that was that college for all of us? Gangnam Style? It's a good time.
That was, I mean, it's still all-time classic. You ever seen clips of him performing in front of what looks like a million people?
Dude, there's a shot of him getting catapulted up on stage.
And you know him about him. He's like a businessman turned music maker.
No way.
Yeah.
That's interesting. We should get him on the podcast.
Psy. Yeah. Let's hit up Psy. South Korea. South Korea puts out a lot of cool stuff. How do they figure that out?
Yeah. What are they doing over there?
Squid Games.
K-pop.
Getting away from North.
Yep. Borders.
Gangnam Style. They've done a lot of things right.
Are they in a blue zone? They live long? Maybe. Oh,
Democrat?
Yeah. And sushi.
Okay. I said, well, let me, early life. He tended, he was known as a class clown. One of his former teachers said, I remember he made a lot of sexual jokes during class. I just liked him, but looking back, I see that he had great energy to the class. What do you think your teachers would say about you? I feel like mine would be like, back then, I really hated him and he was very disruptive. Looking back, he was really funny. I don't think they would say that. Like, we don't like him still. Dude, I might play a gig for my alma mater high school purely because hopefully some teachers that I had are still there and I just want to look them in the eyes.
Yeah, that'd be nice, actually.
And just see what their reaction would be like.
Comedy gig or like they heckled me. Britney Spears cover songs?
You know, they didn't really...
Kind of dealer's choice. Hey. Up to you. Find your own little Mabel down there. Mm-hmm. That's fun. What are the details?
I'll talk about the Patreon. Fun. It is personal. I can't get too into it yet. We'll see. But okay. As part of preparation to take over the corporation from his father, he planned to study business in Boston. But upon his arrival in the U.S., he lost interest in this. Spending his remaining tuition funds on musical instruments, etc., and MIDI interface. After attending an English language summer course and studying for one semester, he dropped out of Boston and applied to Berkeley. And during his time at Berkeley, dude, how did he get into Berkeley? He did music for, he didn't even know English. He did music for a month and got into Berkeley.
Yeah, he got into Berkeley College of Music.
It's like impossible to get into. Anyway, I don't know how that worked, but. And there you go. He came over here to study, take over dad's. His dad's, I think, a very wealthy businessman. He's like, no, dad. You ever heard of Gangnam Style? And boy, did he prove his dad wrong. Impressive, I'm assuming though. His dad didn't like his decisions.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. His dad was super successful. Old Psy still served 2 years of mandatory military service and then was redrafted for another 2 years. He's put in the work.
He has. What a robust life.
And then he was signed to YG Entertainment. Next thing you know.
What's up, YG?
He's Gangnam. That's fun.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Okay. Katie's late. Why is she late? Isn't that so rude?
I forgot Katie was coming. Yeah, this maternity
I'm
going to
text her
leave.
See what she says. This is really rude. See what she says.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay, what else you got for us, Jake?
Let's see.
I do have, if we want to just keep making a music episode, I have some political. I have a political rap.
Political rap would be good. That's what we should hit up next.
Speaking of, there it is on the doc, Derek. How certain places are very important. I don't understand this. Nebraska, you know, it's not just the state of Nebraska. They have like a little commonwealth in there or something. I don't know what the word is. They have their own little district that gets its own electoral vote.
I've seen that on a map before. I don't understand what's happening.
And it's important.
Didn't they do that so that didn't control like all the farms? Like, they were trying to split
yeah,
it, so
yeah, something like that.
Omaha didn't have.
It's too much beef.
I hear Katie's feet stomping around. Mm. She's on her way.
Huge feet. All right. Someone sent this in. This is real, Jim. This has, I think, 8,000 views. Blue Dot Energy.
Oh, I already know where this is going. This guy goes to Nebraska
Lincoln.
The world
is so big, and you're not. So what? A heavy nation holds its breath, and you're just a little dot. But a dot with a heart and a voice and hopes and dreams. Who knows that power isn't always exactly as it seems. So one dot says to another, hey yo, sister and brother, let's go make something special, rely on one another. It's time we unite. Let's build bridges, not moats. Let's try to build the kind of rising tide that lifts all boats. Well, those dots started collecting into another form. All those dots became a drizzle, the drizzle became a storm. They joined to save a nation, there's still a nation to save. So the storm became a downpour, amassing into a wave. The opposition had no answer, they folded like origami. They thought it was just a dot, instead they got a tsunami.
Nami. No chorus? No hook?
Someday after the storm, there'll be a moment to breathe.
Just
to stand in the silence, bask in what we've achieved. But now's the time to fight, so let's mobilize the masses. Cause it's not enough to just sweep by, we gotta kick their asses.
Hey.
It's time you're feeling small, just remember this theme. How even a lowly pawn can advance to collect the queen. From Omaha to Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania's blue and proud, and you know Michigan's all in. North Carolina, dig deep. Georgia,
okay.
Shoot your shot.
And maybe this
nation never question the power of a dot.
Okay, spam.
Blue Dot Energy. See, then he listed all the states that matter. He didn't put in.
I didn't hear him.
See, I don't feel like we matter.
I didn't hear Kansas in there.
Gosh, dang it. Turn a drizzle into a storm is kind of a bar.
He did not lack metaphors for your vote. I should have kept track from the beginning, all the different things your vote can be. It could be a bridge. It could be a tsunami. It could be origami.
Oh.
It could be a drizzle. It could be a storm. Oh, the girls are here.
Did you see my text? Oh.
It was really nice.
Look at this. She's got a baby, a baby monitor, a baby bottle.
What is happening over here?
Oh, we wanted to celebrate your return. She's
yep,
back.
It's fall.
She's got she got a cool outfit on. Oh, whoa,
wow.
Skinny. Tell her she looks skinny.
Whoa, I can't see her.
Whoa, she turned to the side. She disappeared. Skinny.
It looks like you brought like a like an NFL side that you got brought like a Microsoft Surface with you. Watch some film.
Yeah,
that's a nice little iPad.
You're talking to the mic. I know it's been a while.
Oh,
can
you hear me?
Mm-hmm. All good. No, don't. Yeah, sorry about the pumpkins. Pumpkins.
Yeah, Thomas.
It's full.
Punky.
She picked out pumpkins with Thomas. Mm-hmm. How cute is that?
I did. It wasn't as cute as you would think it was. He just was trying to run away in the parking lot because we went to a grocery store. But we brought them home. there's a little...
Okay, give us updates. What's going on?
Well, I've been trying to get down here for about an hour and a half.
What's the deal?
What's been going on?
He's asleep, right?
He's asleep, but...
So what?
She needs to finish her bottle. And then I brought the groceries in and I dropped eggs on the floor.
Oh, how many?
Just one. I caught the other one.
Oh.
So I dropped an egg on the floor.
An egg.
An egg.
But you seem a little frazzled.
I am a little frazzled.
Okay, that's all good.
Yep. Thomas is gonna
Would you like some basic wine? Come on, why not?
I probably do need it, but it's
who cares?
In the middle of the afternoon.
It's two. So.
Yeah.
Like she drinks it too a lot.
Yeah. This is normal.
Yeah. What time of day would, if you walked down and I was sipping basic wine, would you be like, what time of day would make you go?
I mean, anytime before, you know, five on like a weekday is questionable, but
5 p.m. sharp. You come down, I'm at my desk sipping it. You wouldn't bat an eye. Lie! The comments she would make, she'd be like, wow, okay. Yeah, there'd be comments.
I mean, there'd be comments, but I mean, if I came down and it was noon and you were drinking the wine.
Well, that wasn't what I said. Yeah. That,
you said what time of day?
There is one day you came around the corner. So my office is on the ground level by the backyard. So that's a cute thing. She'll play around with Thomas while I'm trying to work. He'll run around and wave through the window.
Okay, nice.
There's a time we were doing that. It was a Friday. I remember, this is why I did it. And it was, you know, you're getting trying to get creative. And I felt like I was in a rut. I was like, you know, maybe I'll just like pour a drink. It's like, it was like 1 p.m. on a Friday. I was like, it's a Friday. It's like, maybe that'll. And it didn't. It just made me want to stop working immediately. So.
Go take a nap.
Yeah.
Was this when you used like really gross, cheap alcohol too?
Yeah. I made an Aperol spritz.
But you only have.
Have you ever had an Aperol spritz?
Yeah,
I've introduced you to one.
I always think it's going to taste better than it does.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, that's too bad.
I feel it's like bright orange. Like, oh, cool.
They're good.
Yeah.
Maybe you just need a little more.
It's bitter.
So I made it. We had a bottle of aged Cook's. Like
aged.
The $5 champagne.
Yeah, $5 champagne.
That I was like, we'll never use this. I'll make an Aperol spritz out of it. And it was disgusting.
But I just come around the corner. It's 1 p.m. Friday and has a whole bottle of Cook's on his desk. I was like,
whole bottle.
What is happening?
And I was, my son's frolicking in the back and I had this gross drink and I was like, I'm just done. So it didn't work at all. Okay, the people want to know everything. What degree? Dude, oh, Derek said she responded to us. What'd she respond? We did. Because I saw you woke up one day and you're like, Trey, why am I getting hate?
Yeah,
on my Instagram.
I was
like, we were being attacked by the homesteaders.
Yeah,
I don't think you really emphasized that. You kind of mentioned passively, like you got a comment, but like I don't think people know her army kind of went after.
Oh, she sicked the army on us.
Yeah.
Oh no, is it turning on us? You said she commented.
Yeah.
What'd she say? Did she say I changed my mind?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
She's very reasonable. She said next time tag me. And then all the comments under it.
Should we tag her? I always, whenever we've made fun of someone, I've had someone be like, least you can do is tag me, dude. I was like, I felt like, wouldn't that be more rude to be like, hey guys, here's this person I'm making fun of. By the way, here she is right there.
Here's an easy place to find him if you want to say more.
I've always thought that's kind of strange, but I don't know. Maybe we should start. If I was making fun of you, would you want me to be like, Katie Kennedy?
No, I mean, I would probably never find it anyways, but,
Wait, she just said tag me. That's all she said. It's kind of a cool response. How about you at me next time?
Yeah,
it's kind of a cool response.
That's all she said.
Yeah. But then her army's in there and then they're like going after some of the other people that commented.
Oh, let's see this 42 replies. Yeah. Give us this. Keep view all. Let's just go from the top. This is going to be good. So if you don't know what we're talking about, go to the Correct Opinions IG. Saw we started this bit. What was it? Last week's episode.
Yep.
A woman, I had said I didn't watch Katie's downstairs during the birth. A woman responded and said, wow, you absolutely should stare at that because it's a miracle. And then we did a bit saying, I still don't want to look at it. So she said, tag me. The army says, this comment section is not it. It is heartbreaking. Because all the recties.
100%.
It was, we're about 1,000. Everyone was just like, yeah, it's all good. You don't have to stare at that. But it's heartbreaking to a lot of people. And women are made to believe that creating and birthing a life with their bodies is gross. Do you remember being taught that ever? Because you are, we've missed the female voice on this podcast. So do you feel like you ever?
Maybe this is where this went wrong.
Do you think you were ever taught to think your, that birthing a life with your body is gross? Were you taught that ever in school or at like Sunday school? Or?
No, but this kind of just feels like a personal preference on if you like gory guts or not. It kind of just like, feels like you either like seeing
like Ted Bundy
that
would
stuff. No, but
he'd be fine seeing it.
Some people who are like, they watch Saving Private Ryan and they're like a little too excited about the D-Day scene. Like, oh, look at the intestines. They probably like birthing.
Wait, where'd it go?
Some people can't even like look at a needle or like a scraped knee. So, I mean, just feels like.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Birth is not gross. I would have been so bummed if my partner was grossed out. Birth is messy, intense, gnarly, wild, not for the faint of heart, and beautiful. Anyone who thinks it's otherwise needs to do some serious thinking before bringing a baby into this world.
Okay.
People are just taking this in the wrong direction
they,
here.
They kept trying to do this argument.
A lot of people go, is making the baby gross. I've never heard a man say that, which I don't really understand that. Is that logic?
Is there an argument out there that sex is gross? I haven't heard that one yet. I feel like this one, there's at least a dichotomy of different opinions.
I'm trying to see that through point, which I'm struggling. It's kind of... Yeah, I don't... Do you agree? Do you think I'm gross?
Well...
I guess we could argue we're on the same page because I thought you giving birth was gross and how little you will agree makes me believe you think I'm gross.
It's just dead silence after that comment. Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to see it, but some people do.
Anyway, people want to know, how's your motherhood 202?
I mean, it's good. It's busy. I just have a lot of milk and puke and pee and food on me all the time.
It's liquid. It's just all liquid right now.
Yeah.
Swimming.
So that's good. But Thomas is very sweet, except occasionally he kind of wants to hit her.
Kill her. It is almost more, I wish he just disliked her all the time. It's almost a little more jarring when he's like, Eva, he's giving her kisses. And then and then out of nowhere, he'll be like, rah! And try to like pop her head off her body.
Huh.
So should we be worried about that?
I think he just, like today, he's been so sweet to her, giving a bunch of hugs and kisses. And then I was feeding her on my lap and he just like lost it and like grabbed her pajamas and tried to like rip them off of her.
Weird.
So
is it an attention thing?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's so funny what they pick up on because they don't know anything. Like he'll see me and Katie kiss. And so now we effectively trained him, but he had a big stint where he really liked trying to kiss Eva on the lips.
Yeah.
Like, just stop. Hey, stop kissing your sister, dude. It's like a tie. It was weird. We were watching football. And he's like, tie.
Yeah, he was hoping to kiss Eva.
Let's get to some fan videos. How about that? Does that sound fun?
Let's do it.
Fan videos.
Hey, everyone. I am responding to the childbirth issue from today's show.
Perfect timing.
Teacher who sent in a video before about homeschool kids.
Yes. Remember her? She was like, you said something about how homeschool kids are weird and I'm a school teacher and they're always weird.
Yeah.
She's funny. All right.
And also messed up the website address for the Common Core. Been listening to you guys for such a long time. My girls introduced me to you with Vine, and then we've been to your shows in Chicago. Cannot apologize enough for Joliet. Sorry. It's a pit. Anyway.
It was fine.
On one of the points you made today, I think that anyone who isn't working is the one who should get up and feed or take care of the baby.
Oh, yeah.
If mom is tired the next day, then yeah, of course. There should be allowance for naps and, you know, give her a break and let her take a shower and all of that. But if the baby is bottle fed and both parents are on leave, then maybe take turns there. That would be fair, but you don't need two exhausted parents. That isn't any good. On to the birth thing, I think it is pretty gross. It's messy. It is just a yuck. I mean, you can be just and find what's beautiful in the baby, the bonding experience and all that, but the gunk is just pretty gross.
You're gross, Katie. Thank you so much. Her name is Karen, I think.
Yeah.
I remember her. Was gunk. Was there a lot of gunk?
There was, yeah.
Oh, I loved hearing the gunk.
Her say the word gunk. That was so funny.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't listened to the other podcasts I haven't been on. Have you been talking about getting up and bottle feeding?
Yes. What were you going to say?
No, you go for it. I complain a lot.
I was wondering.
No.
They asked me, like, what should the policy be? What do you think happens? And
I see.
The rules be?
He just had the perfect answer. He's like, once you have two, I'm sure you don't. Like the first one, I was like, yeah, I'll get up. But we're good. We're out of it. She's what, 5-6 weeks? We're not up every 3 hours. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's just getting faster. That's what's nice too. Those first few weeks takes them 30, 45 minutes to get it. And now she sucks that thing.
And now she didn't even eat, right? You just kind of feed her with breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Sometimes
we skip. No milk. She just all meals now.
Yeah. She loves T-bone steak.
Yeah.
Okay. We got one more.
Got it. Minute 44 audio only.
Audio, okay. A little
podcast on podcast action.
Hey guys, I'm a huge fan of the podcast. Congratulations on your new baby. Okay, so when I was giving birth in 2020, I was all about not seeing anything. I don't want to see down there. I don't want to know what's going on down there. I don't want to think about it. I just want to hold my baby.
CPS.
And I was in labor forever, so I got really bored, and I was like, oh, I just want to do my makeup. I want to look fabulous and fun when I have this baby. And so I asked my nurse if I could get a mirror. I said, do you happen to have a mirror? Because your girl needed to touch up her glitter eyeshadow. And so she says, one moment, I'll go look. I said, okay, great. So she's gone for like 30 minutes, and she comes back in, and she's feeling very clearly a little bit like miffed. She's like, I am so sorry. I'm just so sorry. I can't. We don't have one anymore. And I was like, girl, it's all good. Do you have a compact in your purse or anything? And she was like, I'll see what I can do, but I'm so sorry. And I was really flattered that she cared so much that my eyeshadow looked good. And then another nurse came in about 20 minutes later, and she was like, honey, we just can't find a mirror. I'm so sorry. And I was like, y'all, it's all good. Just does my eyeshadow look okay? And they were kind of looking at me. And then finally they said, wait, what did you need this mirror for? And I was like, what do you think I need this mirror for? Well, we thought you wanted to watch the miracle of birth. I said, oh my gosh, no, girl. Oh, why on earth would you think that? So I don't know. I guess I'm a terrible mom. But my baby was born and she's perfect and I'm obsessed with her and I didn't even have to watch her come out of me. So
win-win.
Anyway, thanks guys.
Eyeshadow was eyeshadowing. Thank you. That was funny. Yeah, we had, because I told that on the pod, we had the same deal where I forgot what you were saying. They misheard mirror.
I think I said, can I move?
And something like that. Mirror? And she's like, yeah, we can get one. And you're like, oh my gosh, no.
No.
Selfieing the downstairs is crazy. I couldn't imagine.
I think Eva's really confused by these headphones.
Oh, she's looking at you?
She's really studying them.
Well, time she learned. This is how our parents really make money.
Yeah. Should we really give them the dirty deets on the Patreon? Should we keep going? You can keep talking to us?
I can until Thomas wakes up.
All right.
All right.
Patreon.com/StraightKennedy. Love you guys. Give us 5 stars. We'll be back next week. Peace.
Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.